I wish you a wonderful, good and new morning. I hope you are alive and you are well. Maybe you're still in your bed, but it's always good to praise the Lord and to pray. We thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you that we can start. We thank you for all that you've done for us. And I thank you for your presence here, Holy Spirit, that you want to speak to us and teach us, train us, sharpen our minds, sharpen our hearts so that we are ready to live that life with you. Give us also knowledge that we can act out everything that you put inside of us. Amen. Relationships are one of the beautiful, most beautiful things in our lives. Maybe if you think about friendships that you have maybe for a long time, for many years, or about your family in which you are maybe very happy, or just relationships and friendships in your church, oftentimes they are the real motivation we have in life. We have maybe for work, maybe it's the real motivation why we do some sports. Maybe it's the real reason why we go to a church, why we go to a work, because we love and we have that desire to be in relationship with people. And on one hand, it's the thing that maybe gives us much strength, but in the same moment, it's the thing that can hurt us and destroy us the most. And we want to look today, this morning, at the topic of forgiveness, because forgiveness is the thing that gives me hope, because I always know that God can forgive me. It gives me hope because I know that for all my mess I did or I do or I will even do, it is paid. It has been paid for everything. And I know that the Holy Spirit will not just say bye-bye if I did some mistakes. So forgiveness is one of the main reasons why we can have hope. Because God is a loving and a forgiving God. And even the Bible teaches us so clearly that we can have hope for any relationship because God teaches us to forgive. And that's maybe the hard part, but it gives us hope because we know any relationship that has been broken, it can be repaired, it can be fixed by forgiveness. And God teaches us how to forgive. And this morning we want to look at different situations in the Bible in our own lives. Maybe in the workplace where we face every day people who are not very friendly to us. Yesterday, one pupil of mine, my class, she was looking at my dress, at my pullover, and she was asking, Herr Schlichting, is that dress right? Because the zipper was not in the middle, but a little bit on the left. And so she wondered how that could be, and I said, yes, okay, a few years ago, because that pullover was a few years old. And I said, yeah, it's some few years ago, it was very modern to wear that. And then she thought, oh yes, I think my grandpa has one of that. And I thought, you're comparing me with your grandpa? I'm not a grandpa. Do I wear things like old people? And it's so easy that little jokes like that, they left you with feelings. They leave you with feelings of maybe being angry, being bitter, thinking, what does she want to tell me? And those are little things. Or also maybe in your family, little things that occur in daily life. Like we know each other. If you live with somebody in your family, you know each other well. You have hundreds of your situations that you experienced with each other. And sometimes you feel that the other person, he knows you well. He knows you normally are not looking good. So maybe when somebody in your family, they are always, if you're the last coming through the door, they always check if you really close the door tightly. And maybe you feel, am I a child? Why are you always controlling what I do? Or maybe you have the calling to be late. And if you meet, that person will say twice, please be on time. Please be on time. Okay, bye-bye. But please be on time. And you think, I try to be. And so often, those little situations, they bring bitterness into our hearts And so we, yeah, it's precious to realize what forgiveness really means. Because in Ephesians, we read that Paul advises us not to forgive and forget just a little bit, but as he reads and says in Ephesians 4, verse 32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you. So forgiving is not just forgetting. Forgiving is not just to belittle the wrong that has been done to you. No, our calling is to forgive as God has forgiven me. In the same way, with the same motivation, with the same mindset, with the same perspective, I should forgive you if you do me wrong. And of course, the big question is, how does God forgive? And let's look at the heart of God hanging on the cross in Jesus' life. And you can open with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, where so beautiful described how God, how Jesus forgave people who did him the most wrong. And it says here in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus hanging on the cross prays and says, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Such a short and easy verse to remember. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And if we remind ourselves what the situation was, Jesus was for the last days. He was in prison, he was beaten, he was treated unfairly, he was spit at, he was laughed at, he was beaten severely, he was punched in the face. And all that, not because he did anything wrong, but all that is to show the evil we have in our hearts. Since the garden, since we left the unity and the union with the Father, since we left that pure love in our hearts, the evil is in all our hearts. And we all need forgiveness because we all come short of the glory, means the pure love that God put inside of us. So we all went our own ways in our own selfish ways of loving. And so we realize oftentimes that forgiving, we struggle with because we do not know the love of God in depth. And so we often really realize we do not really know how to forgive and why to forgive. We even feel ourselves not able to forgive. But I tell you this morning, you are able to forgive. And we see how the Bible explains us that. Jesus could forgive his murderers, the people who beat him, the people who were standing under his cross laughing about him, and he, while he was hanging there naked. And why could Jesus forgive? We just read the first word is, Father, forgive them. So Father stands for that close relationship to God. And forgiving is not something you just learn by the way over the years. Even not as a Christian. You do not learn to forgive as God forgives just by Bible reading or just by little prayer, just by living your life in a right way or living with some fasting, with some giving money. You do not learn to forgive unless you live in an unbroken, close relationship with the Father. You are not able to forgive if you try to live the Christian life by yourself. That's not the way it works. Our old nature does not know how to forgive. Our new nature does know. And the new nature gets reactivated when we get close to the Father. There's a little book for children that is called Punchinello, or You Are Special, written by Max Lucado. And it's a funny story because it's not with human beings, but with little dolls made out of wood. And the story is that there's a little city with all that dolls. And the little dolls, they give each other little dark points or nice stars, depending on how they like each other. And if somebody is not really looking good, they get the black and the dark points. And it's like stickers, and the stickers, they'll really stick to the dolls. But there's also a man living on a hill called Eli, and he's the one who had made all the... He's a craftsman, and he made all those dolls. And one day, there's this Punchinello, and he always, nearly always, gets the dark points stick to his body because he's not looking good. He has long legs, short arms, and he's looking some kind of funny. And his wood is not nice, so he gets all the dark points. And these points, they really stick to him. And one day he discovers that on the mountain, there is the one who made me. And he starts to go to that Eli, and he realizes every time he's leaving that place, one sticker falls to the ground. And every time he spends more and more time with him, all the stickers fall down. And this is what the presence of God does, is all the bad stickers and even all the good stickers, they fall to the ground. We realize that those are words, those are actions by human beings. It has nothing to do with what the Father, my Creator, is saying about me. So it's so precious to have that close relationship. And if you find yourself in a place where you think, I'm not able to forgive this or that that has been done to me in my past, maybe in my family, by friends, by the one that stood closest to me, realize the thing that enables me to forgive is in the first place being close with the Father, letting His word matter more than the words that people speak to me. And unforgiveness locks me into a prison that I think the other should be in. Unforgiveness is a poison that I drink instead of the other person. So unforgiveness locks me in that prison of selfishness, of self-centeredness. And if you know that situation, you're in the evening at home and suddenly thoughts come about a person that did you wrong during the day. And you turn their words over and over again. You analyze your own feelings and you are circling around yourself for hours. You have not blessed anybody. You have not helped anybody. You have not prayed for anybody. You're just feeling sorry for yourself. And the worst the thing that has been done to you is, the worst are your feelings. And so unforgiveness locks you in that prison of selfishness. And we see in the story here of Jesus and Luke that Jesus, he had every right to be bitter. But we see a beautiful selflessness in the whole day. Because he's going to the cross, the place where he died. He was beaten severely, bleeding all over his body. And there were standing some women at the road crying for him. What he did he say? He said, "Women, do not cry for me. Cry for yourselves. Because you will be in much worse situation if you do not believe me and if your life is not renewed." So even in the last minutes that he lived, he was thinking about his next more than he thought about himself. Now he was hanging on the cross. What he did do? He cared for his mother. He told his disciple John what to do. And the next minute he's heard somebody cursing him, that he was also judged hanging on the cross. And then he cared for the other, telling him, will be with me in prison, in heaven this day, in paradise. So he, hanging on the cross, he was still caring for the next. So forgiveness is not just something you do for yourself, that you feel better, or because you are afraid that God will be angry with you, or that you will get a sickness. Forgiveness is something because your perspective is on the other. So Jesus could forgive because he loved people. And we read in 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, how that pure love is, that love that once dwelled inside of us, and it that has been poured out again into our hearts. And it says, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 5, love does not dishonor others, and it is not self-seeking. So the love that has been poured into our hearts is a pure love that is able to forgive because it's not self-seeking. And the next part of the sentence, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Wow. So Jesus had no problem forgiving because he was used to not keeping record of the wrongs that people did to him. How beautiful would our relationships be? How much stronger would our relationships be if maybe we are Christians over years, if we would have already learned that not to keep any record of the wrong that has been done to me, no matter how close that relationship is, no matter how close that person is to me. How beautiful would that be? Forgiveness is not a self-protection, just it's also. It protects me from many things. But in the deepest sense, forgiveness is a way of showing love to the next. Forgiveness is also not an excuse to stay the same. Forgiveness, we see in the next aspect. Jesus says, Father, forgive them, because they do not know what they are doing. Oftentimes we think, they are so evil, they planned the evil that they did to me. But the Bible says they do not know what they are doing. It means they do not know your real calling. They do not know who you really are, that you are a house that the Holy God dwells in. So Jesus hanging on the cross shows us so clearly they have had no clue who he was. They had no clue which calling they had. So why do we take the lies as truth that people present us? I'm just feeling hurt if people tell lies about me. No, no, no. The problem is not the people telling lies about you. The problem is you believing the lies. Maybe we say we do not believe, but our hurt feelings show us we do believe. Jesus says, do not believe what they are telling you. Be not crushed, do not feel hurt, do not allow the hurt feelings to control you, because they are lies. They have nothing to do with the truth. They remind you of a past that you're not living in anymore. So do not believe the lies people tell about you. We bring ourselves into the prison of unforgiveness. We walk into the prison. It's our choice, it's my choice, how to deal with feelings of unforgiveness. And if I do not manage the feelings, I have leaders, I have a Familienkreis, I have a small group where I have leaders that help me to come over those feelings. But do not allow those feelings to control you, maybe over years. I encourage you this morning, you are able to forgive. Not because your feelings tell you so, because the cross stands not only for the promise that I have been forgiven, but is also the promise that my old nature is dead. Romans says my old nature had died with Jesus on the cross. So I have a new nature filled with pure love. And for that new nature, it's normal to not keep a record of the wrongs that have been done to me. How beautiful is our life? How beautiful are our relationships if we are free from unforgiveness? When we stand up every morning and we are committed, surrendered to forgiveness. And we tell God, please God, remind me of any person that I could have any bitterness against. I want and I will forgive anybody and anything. Transform me more into the likeness of Jesus. That is our calling. And I tell you this morning, you are able. Do not ask your feelings. Do not ask your past or your neighbor. Ask the word of God that tells you our new creation. Let's pray that we get with our minds into that new creation and actually live out all that God has placed inside of us. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for this wonderful day. We thank you for that strong message. You tell us we are new, we have become new, and we are able to forgive. We are able to receive forgiveness, and we are even able to forgive our next. Amen. Yeah.